Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guest, Brandy Alisa, President, CEO, Habitat for Humanity, Mid-Ohio.
Kind of remind everybody, Brandy, the mission, what you folks are doing in our communities.
Yeah, Habitat for Humanity, of course, is an international, it's a global organization, all with the same mission around putting God's love into action to build communities, empower families, and build homes. And that is exactly what we do. We raise funds and work with cross-sector groups to help build and finance homes that are for sale and are affordable. We also have started doing critical home repairs, helping people stay in their homes, which is a big piece of the affordable housing landscape.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we say Mid-Ohio, kind of what is the area that consists Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Mid-Ohio for us is Franklin County, Licking County, and Madison County.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to the homes before when folks are coming in for the first time. I love the sweat equity that you guys call it, where those folks who are getting involved have to put in some sweat equity. I just think it's great that they do that. And to the man, woman, and child who I've talked to, Brandy, they're like, yeah, this was the greatest experience ever. We enjoyed doing this. Are you finding that?
Oh my gosh, I find that a lot. We see that with, of course, the partner families that we're working with, and they are required to go through some education classes and workshops to prepare them for home ownership and also to volunteer. Now, part of the soul and spirit of Habitat is that the family is volunteering on their own house, because there's something really sacred about that, that you're helping bring to life the dwelling that you and your family are going to live in. Now, that doesn't always work out. Families work schedules, etc. So we are flexible. We find other ways for families to volunteer, but oftentimes they feel very, the stories I've heard, people walk off the job site feeling very proud of themselves. And these may be people, whether they're families or volunteers, that have never hammered a nail, never used a nail gun, never done certain things. And so they're learning skills and building confidence all at the same time. So it can be a pretty cool feeling.
How do you decide the families? What's that process like?
Yeah, that is, we have an application process where families submit an application, and it's not unlike a traditional mortgage application in some ways. Now, our criteria is a little different. We're not as stringent as a private bank would be. We also require an essay, so families are telling a little bit about their story, because part of the requirement to qualify to be in the Habitat program is a need for housing. You have to be in inadequate housing right now, and so families tell their story, and then part of the process is also a home visit by our homeowner selection committee, where they're going out to do an in-person visit to the home site. So we're reading the family bio. We're also looking at job history, credit history, primarily because, not from a judgmental standpoint, but we want to make sure we're setting a family up for success, that they make enough money, that they have the job history and the credit history to be successful in taking on a 30-year mortgage, which is no small commitment, as we were just talking about before we got on air.
It's definitely a grown-up moment when you sign all that paperwork.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'm curious for you personally, because, you know, this is kind of a career path, but it also is kind of a, I feel, chosen or led or called to that kind of deal. Which is it for you?
Yeah. I think it's partially a career path in that I've known for a while that I had the heart set and the mindset and the skill set to lead an organization, to steward an organization. This also feels like a calling based on, you know, organizations go through different cycles in their life. There's a beginning, there's usually a growth, and then there's a plateau. And then organizations either reinvent themselves and continue to grow, or they die off, right? And there are literally case studies written about this happening in organizations. I felt like the chapter Habitat was in, my predecessor had been there 20 years, which is a long time. He did beautiful work for the organization, but that the timing was perfect for what I had to offer the organization to be of service and what they needed right now. So for right now, it did feel like a little bit of a calling. and to help steward an organization that does nonprofit, that a nonprofit that builds affordable houses during an affordable housing crisis. Mm-hmm. We're right now trying to look in the mirror and say, how can we be more and do more in service to the community?
Did you know much about Habitat before you came aboard? I mean, had you... I don't know. Did you ever volunteer? Did you ever do anything like that?
How are you with a nail gun? Well,
I've used a nail gun for the first time. I was not intimately involved. I was not involved with Habitat before I took on, to be very, very honest. I, of course, knew of Habitat. I feel like everybody knows of Habitat, but had not been involved in it. Yeah.
You talked about the housing crisis. I mean, folks are going to be like, okay, well, how can they impact that? Obviously, by doing what you do. But are there other things that you guys are doing with Habitat for Humanity to help with the housing crisis?
Well, you know, and I would say, I think the neat thing about Habitat is that there's a doorway literally for anyone to walk through and be part of helping solve the affordable housing crisis. Probably the easiest way is through our ReStores. And we have a ReStore here in Newark, our North 21st Street, where you can donate household items, furniture, appliances, doors, windows, tools, small appliances. You can donate items that then get sold. We use the revenue, the profits made, to help fund our mission. So you can donate at the ReStore. You can shop at the ReStore. It's like a treasure hunt every day, almost.
DIYers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable place. I mean, that's a place, if you do DIY stuff and you've never been, I know my cousin, my uncle, myself, we've all been there. And it's like you say, you're not always going to find exactly what you want every time, but if you make it a habit.
Yes.
And you're like, hey, I got this project, and just keep looking, eventually what you need will show up.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's one of the best kept secrets, I'd say, in the counties that we serve. So donating at the ReStore, shopping at the ReStore, volunteering with us. Part of the lifeblood of Habitat is the engagement and reliance on volunteers. So you can volunteer. And then, of course, as a nonprofit, we always need dollars. So donating money is also another way to get involved.
Now, you mentioned that volunteering thing. Now, there are two Donny men, my brother and myself. I'll let you take a guess, Brandy, who got all those skills and who didn't. So I'm not going to be much. I have always told folks, if you want me to volunteer, I'm your grunt guy. I would carry plywood up and shingles up for my brother. He would do all that. I mean, and that's the beauty of it, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Anyone can get in here and do this. You talk about the guns. Nobody wants to be near me with a nail gun. I'm telling you that.
Anyone can do it. And here's the wonderful thing. We have full-time construction leads on our team. We have five of them. And they are very skilled. They know how to build a house. They know how to do it correctly and safely. They also know how to work with people who have never used a tool in their life. And they're able to teach you, coach you, motivate you. Mm-hmm. And about a year ago, I was 8 months pregnant. Our executive leadership team decided we would volunteer. It was one of the coldest days of the year. And I am not a handy person. I'm not at home using tools. I'm the person that's handing my husband the hammer. And I used a nail gun for the first time. I would do it again. I would do it again.
Would the people around you want you to do it again?
I maybe did complain a lot, but I think that was from being 8 months pregnant. I did at one point volunteer to go on a coffee run, and it was cold. Everyone's like, yeah, we want coffee there and donuts. But people joked with me. They said I was gone like an hour and a half. They're like, what Tim Hortons did you go to? But
Canada.
The one right there in the south part of Michigan.
Yeah.
They had the best. Want to do the best.
But there's a role for everybody on the job site, helping carrying lumber, going and getting coffee, bringing lunch, or being on the ladder, doing the actual construction work.
Oh, well, I got news for you. If you have five construction managers, they'd all be standing right next to me going, don't do that. You do this. So I'm just telling you.
But cement again, mixer. We're going to put you over there with a hoe and a wheelbarrow, and you put this much concrete mix in, you put this much water, and start a hoe.
No, I'm going back to the whole coffee and donut thing. Where's that donut guy at? Get him over here. And Brandy, I was just talking to you about the volunteering thing. If folks want to do that, is it just simply go online? Is it make a call? What do they need to do?
Yeah, you go online, go to our website, habitatmidohio.org. We send out a regular volunteer newsletter where there are specific things we need help with, and that changes week by week, and that's sometimes volunteering in our office. We just had a booth at the Home and Garden Show. We had volunteers there representing Habitat. We use volunteers in the restores and, of course, volunteers on construction sites. But you can go to our website and sign up and also see what the current opportunities are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm sitting on the board at Licking Memorial, so I know that they do a lot with that. I know
yes.
Park National Bank, a lot of places. Do businesses like kind of adopt a home and say, okay, we've got volunteers and we want to come
yeah.
help?
So we are blessed with a very generous corporate philanthropic community in the counties that we serve. And so some corporations or companies or businesses will sponsor a house for a certain dollar amount. And that sponsorship, of course, helps us build the house, but that gets the company X number of volunteer hours where team members will come out and work on site. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a lot of fun. It's a bit of a team building experience for folks that work together to come out and do something different out of their normal work day structure.
Well, it's kind of like playing hooky from school. I mean, I'm not at work. I'm volunteering, so I'm helping the community,
yeah.
and I'm not doing the 9-to-5. It's win-win.
Oftentimes, you're getting paid
yeah.
for it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
See how
good.
He went to the hooky part?
Yeah.
I'm just like, I just want to get out and do something nice. He's like, hey,
I included
work.
That.
I don't have to work today.
I'm trying to be all-encompassing, right? How many projects?
Play hooky from work without getting in trouble.
How many projects do you have going? I mean, you say Madison, Franklin, and Licking County. Mm-hmm. At any given time, you know, how many houses are going up?
At any given time, we probably have 4 to 5 houses, maybe 6 under some. Now, of course, the construction period yeah. includes a lot. It's everything from starting to dig for the foundation or the basement all the way to building a fence or planting grass seed. But in our area, probably 4 to 5 at any given time.
That seems pretty aggressive. I mean, I don't know how big your organization is,
yeah.
but, you know, I know just in the buying a house thing,
mm-hmm.
how, you know, have to go out and find a space or, you know, if you're going to build, locate a builder and all those things, then all the permits. I mean, there's a lot
yeah.
to putting up a house.
There is a lot that goes into building a house. And we are doing a lot, and I'm really proud of what we're doing, but we want to do more. Mm. We want to find ways to build more homes. So part of how we're going to start to do that is through multifamily. So think townhomes, duplexes, maybe triplexes. We also want to be a partner with other organizations to be part of building a larger scale development. Now, there's a lot that goes into bringing that to fruition, but we're putting the message out there that we want to be a partner and help be part of building maybe a mixed income neighborhood where you would have market rate houses and affordable mm-hmm. houses.
Wow. I think that's fantastic. I mean, that now,
yeah,
that's, you know, that's thinking forward because I'm better than thinking backwards, I guess.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is, a lot of folks don't look at it like that's to build one and just move on. I like that you guys are saying, hey, wait a minute, we can have a real impact in this community.
Yeah. And there are efficiencies when you build more in the same vicinity. So there's economies of scale there. You can be more efficient in how you build. We're actually talking to 2 potential partners in Licking County right now about partnering with them to bring affordable housing to tracts of land that they own. We're very, very early in the conversation and the due diligence, but we'll be excited to talk about those depending on where they go.
You talked about Newark. You back in January, it opened a home. I mean, how are you finding a lot of spaces here to do this? I mean, this is pretty exciting what's happening in our community.
It is exciting. You know, one of the biggest hurdles to, affordable housing is hard first and foremost because the math doesn't match. It cost about $250,000 to build a house. The lumber, the nails, all the materials, it's expensive. And then to sell that in a way that makes it affordable for, because we're serving people primarily in the 30 to 60% of area median income. So the math doesn't necessarily work. A big piece of that is the cost of land. It's very expensive to buy land. So we're always looking for partners that will sell us land, maybe donate land to us. That's always preferred.
Or
sell it at a very discounted mm-hmm. rate. So we work with the Licking County Land Bank for acquiring land. We work with the City of Columbus and Franklin County Land Bank in Franklin County.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Focus on Licking County on Buckeye Country. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and and our special guest today, Brandy Al-Issa, President, CEO, Habitat for Humanity, Mid-Ohio. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.